It's time for the biggest birthday party of the year. Philly celebrates America's birthday with a series of events that culminate in tonight's big party on the Parkway.
It's all about the fast car nights and the big bootlegs and the champagne lights.
Neo and Kesha are the headliners for the annual event that gets started at 4 p.m. with a pre-show with DJ Diamond Cuts and Snack Time. The main event starts at 7, and both concerts are free. If you can't make it in person, the Party on the Parkway will be broadcast and streamed by NBC 10.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
If that's too big a crowd for you, maybe you'd prefer to party with the family. Willie Nelson's having a 4th of July picnic with his family and friends, and you're invited. They include Mavis Staples, Bob Dylan, Maren Morris, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss. They'll be at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Willie's been doing the picnic for 51 years, but this is the first time he's done it in Philly, so don't miss it. Doors open at 1 p.m.
And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines, let me show you a good thing.
You don't have to wear your suit and tie, but if you're looking for more than fireworks tonight in the burbs, check out Justin Timberlake at Hershey Park Stadium. He's performing there in support of his latest project, Everything I Thought It Was, released earlier this year. The show starts at 7:30. You don't have to go to the concert to hear this song. If you're at a black cookout today, it's going to be played at some point. But Philly's own Frankie Beverly says 2024 is his final tour, and that means his shows at the Del East are his last in the city.
Before I let go, yeah, you know I thank the sun rises and shines.
The frontman of the band Maze is heading to the retirement he's earned after a 5-decade career. We don't want to let him go, but we have to. We salute you, Frankie. Both tonight's show and Saturday's show start at 7. If this music makes you feel a little uneasy, we understand. The iconic John Williams theme from Jaws scared the daylights out of people when the movie was released in 1975. If you want to relive the feeling, Jaws is screening at the Philadelphia Film Center on Friday at 7 p.m. and on Saturday at noon. It remains the ultimate summer viewing experience. Order in the court, or disorder in the court, as that's what happens during the unscripted comedy Objection. The improvised courtroom drama is based on suggestions by you, the audience. The only prompt is that you have to come up with something that isn't a crime, but should be. Court is in session starting on Friday at the Adrienne Theater. On Saturday, there's a special BYOB 21 and Up performance. Objection goes through July 28th. Prison doesn't have to rein in creativity. Envisions a new exhibition at the Barnes, incarcerated men in a paid internship with Mural Arts Philadelphia can now showcase their work. They go year-round creating both public and personal pieces. The exhibit is free with museum admission starting on Friday. It goes through August 26th. British reggae band UB40 has been around since 1978. Now touring with 4 or 5 original surviving members in the same brass section they've had for 25 years and a new lead singer, they're coming to Delaware. They'll be at the Freeman Arts Pavilion in Selbyville on Sunday night promoting their latest release, UB45. The show starts at 7 p.m. Whether your wine is white, red, or non-alcoholic, we hope that you're sipping it while spending time with people you love. even if that person is just you. If you missed anything or want to find out more, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Happy Independence Day, and whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you.